It is time to check in with Chris Demakos, our CJAD 800 legal contributor, on a story that made a lot of news a couple of days ago. What's interesting, Chris, is this is a story in the U.S., but of course, there are implications potentially for what happens here. And I'm referring to that decision in the U.S., where real estate agents, realtors, will now basically not have to charge. And they were paying 6%, I think. That was the agreed upon number. I didn't even know this about the system there. There was no negotiation. That was the set fee. It got taken to court. And the court said, no, you can't do that. So what are we talking about? And how does that, if it does, impact what happens here?
Right. So what we have in the United States was a $500 million judgment that basically said, when you list something on MLS, they offer the buyer's agent 3%, half of the commission split, or sometimes, you know, a little less than half. But you're talking about numbers of 3%, sometimes even more, percent of the total transaction. And what they said, that artificially drives up the cost of homes, and not to mention the fact that the seller is forced to pay for both his or her own agent as well as the buyer's agent. So that has been struck out. They came to a settlement, a massive settlement, and now we have the same lawsuit in Canada, where a firm is alleging the very same thing. They're stating a seller shouldn't have to pay a buyer's agent fees. It artificially drives up the price. And they look, if it resembles anything that we've seen in the United States, we're probably going to get a similar judgment here, or a settlement where it's going to change the complete landscape of how commissions are paid. First of all, it's going to be much less. And second of all, as a seller, you don't have to worry about paying for a buyer's agent fees. That's something that they should be negotiating with their brokers themselves.
Okay, so I just to kind of go over what I started with, that amount of 6% when you were selling a house in the U.S., right, that would be split. 3% seller's commission, 3% for the buyers. You're saying now that's off the table. And I think the first question people might ask is, well, what's the buyer's agent supposed to do? Where are they going to get their money from? Your suggestion is that what? The actual buyer will negotiate with his own agent representing him or her to discuss what that amount should be.
Exactly. Okay. Or they're going to be free to negotiate with the seller. When you make an offer to buy a home, you're going to free to negotiate with the seller, that the seller say, hey, part of my offer is that you pay my broker's fees of X amount of dollars.
Okay.
So it's not going to be something that it's anti-competitive like we've had. And that's a trend throughout the whole legal world. Anti-competition, when we see Apple getting hit with antitrust lawsuits and Google, the same goes for this real estate. In Canada, we pay the highest real estate commissions of the world. No one's even close to us in terms of what we pay our realtors. That's going to change drastically over the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, wait. Again, I'm confused. We're paying, I'm pretty sure, 4%, right? That's the standard going rate or not?
Well, it ranges between 4% up until 6% sometimes they see.
Okay.
So it depends on the price of the home. It depends on the agreement you have. But if you look at the lower priced homes, I would say homes between the prices of $400,000 to $700,000, it's not foreign to see 6% or 5%.
Okay.
But if you start getting up to the $1 million range, the commission starts
in 4%. So what this basically does, as you explain this, is in a sense, and you kind of said this levels the playing field, right? It means you're free to negotiate with whoever you want to, pick a number, and then just come to an agreement instead of saying, well, I'm sorry, the fixed and hard number is X percent, not anymore.
Right. So that's where this is going. So what they want to do is they want to drive down the overall cost of the home and the cost of the seller. But at the same time now, we're going to see a lot of change in terms of how buyers approach homes, because usually in some cases, there are many times where buyers just look at a listing and they go about buying a property without having a broker. In those cases, sellers won't have to pay any fees, to a potential broker's agent. So it's changing the landscape. There's no question about it. And we're going to see in terms of the pricing, in terms of how realtors are going to intervene in transactions. We might even see other parties, like lawyers, getting more involved because obviously people need advice. So it's going to change the dynamic. There's no question about it. And if you ask me, the old days of, 6% commission and making $50,000 or $40,000 on one transaction, those days are numbered. There's no question. That will not be the case 10 years from now.
You know, this is interesting because when you said, or you can get a lawyer involved, right, I guess at some point here, first of all, I should point out, or maybe you can clarify, in order for this to happen in Canada, will there have to, you said there's a court challenge, so this is not happening today or tomorrow.
It's not happening today or tomorrow. The court challenge was filed by a firm in Toronto, but There's what usually happens is when we have these judges in the U.S., all the real estate boards in Canada, they're already preparing for this. They already know it's coming. They're in discussions about how to deal with this. Now, there's going to be a judgment or a settlement from this particular case, but they know that time is the clock is ticking. It's just a matter of time before all the legal challenges get pushed through and changes are going to be put into effect. So, you know, someone asked me, so what should I do? Should I sell my house now or should I wait? The truth is, it's uncertain. We don't know what the housing market's going to look like based on all this change. We have interest rates that are going to come down. That might drive up the homes. We don't know. But one thing's for certain, change is coming, and it's going to be significant changes. So what that landscape's going to look like 3 years from now, we have no idea.
Yeah. By the way, to what you said, I hadn't thought of this originally, but if and when this actually happens, right, and you're not locked into an interest rate, you said we're paying more than anyone else anywhere, that allows you, and I guess part of the thinking in this, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, is that by not having to factor in all that much money for an agent, you can actually drop the price of the house a little bit because you don't have to compensate for what you have to pay out.
You're absolutely right. Can you imagine, if you are dealing with a 5% commission on $1 million home, which is not considered astronomical these days for the price of a home, so $1 million, you're talking about $50,000. It's a lot of money.
Right.
So when that's not on the table, well, there's some wiggle room there. You know, you're talking about some negotiation that might make the home slightly more affordable. But again, that all has to get worked through its system. And when we have these policy changes, it's almost like it takes time for it to actually get into the system and you start to actually see change coming. But it definitely is coming. And if I'm a realtor today, I'm definitely not going to be counting on the same type of circumstances and terms that I'm working with today.
Right.
5 years from now, I'm really going to look at what my business and practice is going to look like 5 years from now.
You know, with your question, just to sort of wrap up here, if you're now considering selling your home, you're hearing this news, and obviously, you know, you sell when you have to sell. You're not going to wait necessarily for a decision. If you went ahead and did something now, and then this thing passes, say, in, I don't know, a couple of months or 3 months, or perhaps even before your actual closing date, do you have the possibility to go back and have anything change? Or once you sign that contract, that's signed and that's what it is?
Well, you sign that contract and that's what it is. But I can tell you this, from my experience on a personal level, everything is negotiable. If you have the terms with a realtor and there's a certain an offer on the table or you want to make an offer and the terms that you have on your contract are not right, nothing stops you from negotiating, saying, listen, the commission where it's at this price point doesn't work for me. Can you do something on your fees and we can make this transaction happen? So okay. Nothing stops you from negotiating, even though there's a contract in place. It can be amended if both parties come to an agreement. As well, if you're searching for a realtor, you can negotiate. The fact that the rates are going to be coming down and they know that, they might be a little more flexible in terms of taking less of a commission.
Chris, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.